Welcome to the Food Science Corner for Beginners with Meredith Hodenot. Today's topic, bread.
How do flour, water, and yeast come together to make bread? On today's show, we're going to take a molecular tour of bread. Let's walk through the recipe step by step and talk about the science along the way. Stay tuned for a journey through the fascinating science of bread. First, you'll need 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1 cup of whole wheat flour, 1 tablespoon of brown sugar, 1 package active dry yeast, and 1.5 teaspoons of salt. Combine in a bowl or stand mixer. Bread gets its chewy texture from a protein in flour called gluten. Low-protein flours, like cake flour, make dense, crumbly breads, while whole wheat and bread flours have a lot more protein, and so they make light, chewy loaves. The all-purpose flour we're using is right in the middle. Yeast are microbes, microscopic organisms that eat sugar and burp out carbon dioxide gas. We'll harness this gas to inflate the bread. Active dry yeast is yeast that's been collected and dried into little granules, which can be reactivated in warm water. Sourdough bread uses wild yeast. Instead of a package of yeast, bakers make a mixture of water and flours that pick up yeast from the air. This makes every sourdough unique to the environment it was made in. Add to the mixer 1 cup of hot water, 2 tablespoons of melted butter. Then add 1 or 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, about 1/4 cup at a time, and knead with a dough hook attachment or by hand for 10 minutes. The gluten proteins absorb water and start to stretch and stick to each other. You'll see this happen as the dough starts to bunch up. The pulling and folding motions of kneading lengthens and aligns the gluten strands and forms a uniform cloth of gluten. It also aerates the dough, creating little pockets of air. The more you knead, the more air gets worked into the dough, and the finer the bubbles in the final bread. The dough will get tough and glossy as the gluten network strengthens. Put the dough in an oiled bowl and cover with a towel. Let rise in a warm place for 1 hour, or until it's doubled in volume. The hot water wakes up the yeast in the dough. They start munching on sugar and producing carbon dioxide gas. This inflates the network of bubbles and stretches the gluten even more. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees and carefully push the dough down to even out the air pockets and put the dough into an oiled loaf pan. Let the dough rest for 10 minutes and then put it in the oven. In the oven, the heat turns the water into steam and makes the air pockets expand. The dough rises until the outer crust gets too stiff to move. With nowhere for the growing bubbles to go, they burst their gluten walls and form a spongy network of holes instead of individual air pockets, giving the bread its final texture. As water evaporates from the surface, sugars on the outside start to caramelize and form a golden brown crust. After 25 to 30 minutes, the crust should be fully formed. Take the bread out of the oven and let cool for 10 minutes. Enjoy! For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Meredith Hodenot. Thanks for listening.